Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
I'm continuing to answer your viewer questions today, and I have one that's a great conversation. Why do people break up when they love each other? It does happen. So let me read to you one of the questions I have received at SusanWinter.net. Everybody, it's Susan Winter here, continuing with your questions, trying to find some answers for you so that you can have mental peace. Pooja writes, "Hi, Susan. I recently broke up with my boyfriend of 2 years. One question that keeps bugging me about this is, why do some couples, like us, break up even though we were still in love? I understand that couples can be incompatible or there could be cheating involved, but in our case, it was neither. He simply felt like he needed to be single to figure himself out. I feel so confused." Well, of course, because there was nothing overtly wrong in anything that had happened. Now, I want you all to remember that I am reading one side of this, so I have to take Pooja at her word that there was nothing wrong. But let me remind you that oftentimes relationships end far sooner than the love dies. We all know that we can love somebody and fall out of love with them. And the difference between love and in love feel different. Sometimes we lose that romantic, excited connection to somebody. We have either gone into a sense of a routine or we don't feel challenged anymore. And do we love each other? Of course we do. But we may not love each other in that romantic sense. This is why so many couples who are in long-term relationships find that the number one thing that they're asking therapists and relationship advisors is like, how do we keep the spark alive? So maybe the romance was not where it could have been, and maybe your partner didn't know how to tell you. There could be other factors. If it's about personal growth and that they have to find themselves, how do we know that your partner isn't questioning their sexuality or questioning certain things that they want and are afraid to tell you? You know, there's what we share with our partner and there's what we choose not to share with our partner. And sometimes your partner may feel within themselves that they have desires that they're not comfortable explaining to you. Now, I do know that your partner said they needed to work on themselves. And that's a very general statement. It reminds me of when you say, well, so why didn't the last relationship work out? Well, it worked out till it didn't. It's one of those pat answers that doesn't give you a lot of information. But there are those individuals who, without telling you exactly what it is, maybe they don't even know what it is, have somehow lost themselves in the relationship, that somehow they felt enmeshed and that they lost their identity, their individualism, that the couple took over more of an identity than they did. And individuals will recoil from the entire relationship, even though they love you, if they feel that they've lost themselves. But again, your partner has kind of told you, but not really told you, and that they have to find themselves, that's good. I mean, it does mean that there is an unresolved issue within them that's bubbling up, and it's preventing them from going further. But in relationships where the love does exist, oftentimes, instead of evacuating, the choice is to go into personal therapy, uncover this thing, allow your partner to have greater information so that they know what you're dealing with, and to try to do this together in the loving context of your relationship. That would be desirable. This didn't happen for you, and for that reason, I'm sorry. But out of all the breakup things that I read, this is probably one of the most agreeable. But yes, there are indeed times where love is not enough. You love each other, but maybe your partner's goals are slightly different. Maybe the life that they have lived with you is not what they imagined it to be. And here's another thing, and I'm sorry you don't know exactly. I would have rather your partner been much more explicit with you as to why they've ended this after this amount of time. But sometimes people imagine that the relationship is going to bring something into their life, some intangible quality that they wanted, that they expected they would feel, or a resolution that they thought they would have once they had a partner and they were in a stable relationship. They imagine that it's going to transport them. Oftentimes, not necessarily in your case, but there are people who want a life imported to them as though their partner will bring them the life that they've always wanted. Then they get with their partner and they realize they still don't have the thing they want, which is themselves. So it's an unfortunate situation to discover that love is not enough, and that sometimes, even though we love each other, one person or both may find themselves needing to separate from the vehicle of relationship to discover the truth about who they are. That is possible. And sometimes it is simply a polite way to leave. If you want a consultation, I can certainly answer you much more specifically. And for those of you who have a question, don't hesitate to write me, Susan Winter, at susanwinter.net. Go to the contact page, which is at the end. And then underneath the media and everything else, you'll find a little box that says Q&A. I answer these on the podcast, The Susan Winter Show. I answer them in videos, and sometimes I write you directly. I have a lot of communication with people because I know that not everybody can afford a consultation, and I totally understand that. But I also suggest that you check out many of the resources I have on my website. I have books that I've written. I have thousands of articles, everything, older women, younger men, modern dating, dating games, you name it, and a lot of other resources to help you along your journey in dating and relationship. But all of our relationships, when we do make them, it's important to remember that they are indeed successful in that we have partnered for X amount of time with somebody. We have learned, we have practiced to become a better partner. Not everything lasts in this life, you might notice. So it is incumbent upon us to do the best job we can, and at the ending and a separation, just to be able to review and say, you know, I did a pretty good job there. I'm proud of myself. I thought it was going to work out, tried. We love each other. It's just unworkable. And then have peace in that. So what's always bothered me is that we seem to be demoted. Like, you get credit for all the time you're together, but if that time ends, then somehow the whole thing gets erased as a loss. Now, I do not agree with that. If you have gained this time, that's yours. That's successful, okay? It's not erased because it ends. That would be a horrible, it doesn't work like that in life. So just remember that. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for susanwinter.net. If you like this, please subscribe, listen to the podcast, and I'll see you again.